From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate-Palmolive Palm Olive Tea Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. From Hollywood. Brought to you each week by the Colgate-Palmolive Palm Olive Tea Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, Gerald Moore, the Sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Say something nice about me, baby. When you go out with someone new, just because our romance ends doesn't mean we can't be friends. As far as I'm concerned, it's only you.
And you can even
tell her how much I love you, baby.
Well, the year 1947 is behind us. Unfortunately for Judy, 1947 wasn't too kind to her as far as romance is concerned. But this is 1948, and there's no telling where she'll meet an attractive man. For instance, the other night, she was walking down Hollywood Boulevard when a strange thing happened.
Go on, beat it. I'm a married man.
I was only whistling for my dog.
Well, you can't blame a girl for whistling at a man. After all, this year is leap year.
That's right, Howard. This is a year when a lot of girls will propose to men. Why, last leap year, I even proposed to a fellow myself.
You proposed, Judy?
Yes, sirree. I met him at a party. We were playing post office. I kissed him and told him I was the original heat wave from Hollywood.
Well, what did he say to that?
He said I was more like the false warnings from Pomona.
Judy, you look like a real sun-kissed California girl.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said I had a face like a lemon and a shape like a smudge pot.
Judy, tell me, do you have great hopes for this leap year?
Oh, Howard, I sure do. Why, in 1948, I hope to see a chicken in every pot and Clark Gable in every garage.
I'm afraid you've got that wrong, Judy. A former president said, a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage.
Let him have what he wants in his pot and I'll put what I want in my garage. Just imagine, every Sunday I'll Simonize Clark Gable. Boy, that's some Simonizing.
I better run along now, Judy. I'll see you Saturday. Bye.
Goodbye, Howard. Oh, there you are, Judy. Aunt Aggie, I've made up my mind. I'm going to take advantage of leap year and propose to Humphrey Cooper when he comes over to see me tonight. You know, Judy, sometimes I wonder if you're ready for marriage.
Well, what makes you say that, Aunt Ag?
Well, did you read that book I gave you about the birds and the bees?
Yeah, but I found out that birds and bee stuff don't make sense.
Well, why?
Well, I put a bee in our bird cage, and they just sat there staring at each other.
Judy, marriage has its responsibilities. A girl must realize there's always the possibility of having a large family. As many as 12 children, perhaps.
12?
Yes. And I think a smart girl realizes it. What do you think?
Well, I think it pays to be ignorant.
Having a large family, but if it got that big, it might expand and expand and expand.
Somebody talk about me.
Oh, hello,
myself in the mirror. And you know what? I've got what you might call a friendly figure.
A friendly figure?
Yeah, honey. When I walk down the street, it looks like I'm waving at somebody.
Oh, Geranium, come now. You're not that fat.
Well, I'm not so sure, Miss Judy. The doctor said that I'd break down my arches if I get any heavier.
Well, Collie, if it's that serious, you better watch your feet.
Watch them? Honey, I haven't seen them for 3 years.
Geranium, have you got any leap year plans like mine?
Oh, I sure have, Miss Judy. My boyfriend Pomeroy ain't gonna get away from me this time.
Yeah, Geranium, maybe some night when you're alone, sitting on Pomeroy's lap, you could pop the big question before he could stop to catch his breath.
Honey, if I ever sat on his lap, he wouldn't have a breath left in his body.
But, Geranium, Geranium, I thought that you and Pomeroy did a lot of smooching.
Oh, we do, Miss Judy. When that man sits close to me, I get cold chills up and down my spine.
You do?
Do I? Honey, it feels like my goosebumps in the bottom of a deep freeze massaging each other with popsicles.
Geranium, when you keep talking that way, it makes me think about Humphrey Cooper. You know, he's coming over to see me.
Oh, Judy.
What is it, Aunt Aggie?
Humphrey is here to see you. He's in the living room.
Oh, boy, this is my big opportunity. I'll go right in. Howdy, Humphrey.
Hello, Judy. Gee, I'm sorry I'm late. How long have you been waiting for me?
Ever since I was 16 years old. Hey, Humphrey.
Hmm?
How about you and me sitting over here on the love seat, huh?
Okay, Judy.
Humphrey?
Yeah, Judy.
Do you mind if I hold your hand?
Of course not.
Gee, it's smooth as silk.
Judy, you're holding my tie.
Humphrey, you know this is leap year. Don't leap year mean nothing special to you?
Well, it's an election year, and I'm a year older.
Yeah, and I'm a year older, too.
By the way, how old are you, Judy?
Humphrey, asking a woman her age is like buying a used car.
What do you mean?
Well, you know the speedometer has been set back, but you never know how far. Humphrey, what I'm hinting at is, you ever thought of getting married?
Yes, Judy, but I'm looking for a girl who has the figure of an Esther Williams, the beauty of a Hedy Lamarr, and legs like Lana Turner.
Shucks, just my luck. I got legs like Betty Grable. I think.
You know, Judy, there's another thing. I've never mentioned it before, but we come from Boston. My family's Back Bay.
Oh, that ain't nothing. We come from Cactus Junction. My family's up the creek.
Judy, there's something else. Did you know that I'm Phi Beta Kappa?
Oh, that's all right. You can go to your church and I'll go to mine.
No, Judy, I meant that Phi Beta Kappa indicates that my IQ isn't like your IQ.
Oh, I don't know. I like you just as much as you like me. Humphrey, how about a little kiss?
Well.
Oh, come on now, Humphrey, be a good sport.
Well, all right. Judy, your kiss certainly gave me a warm feeling.
Shucks, that's only the pilot light. Wait till I turn on all the burners. Humphrey, I ain't fooling about this leap year proposal. You see that light behind the love seat?
Yeah.
And do you see me?
Yes.
Well, one of us is going to get turned down tonight.
Hey, Mo, everybody, hey, Mo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So, Halo, everybody, Halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova and her own interesting interpretation of the Too Fat Polka.
Here's a silly ditty, you can sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, it's all you need, cause I just sang the tune. Whoa, I don't want him, you can have him, he's too fat for me. He's too fat for me. He's too fat for me. Oh, I don't want him. You can have him. Please do that for me. He's too fat. He's too fat. He's too fat for me. I get dizzy. I get numbo when I'm dancing with my jump, jump, jump. Oh, I don't want him. You can have him. He's too fat for me.
He's too fat for me.
He's too fat for me. I don't want him. You can have him. He's too fat for me. He's too fat, he's too fat, he's too fat for me. Can he run a mile in nothing flat? No, 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 no. Can he swing a wicked baseball bat? No, 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 no. Do I fit in his coop? By himself, he's a groove. He proposed to me down upon one knee. No, no, no.
At the moment, Judy is a very depressed girl because her leap year proposal to Humphrey Cooper has met with very little success. As we join her now, we find her staring vacantly out of the window and talking to herself.
Golly, my plan sure didn't work out. I feel lower than a Russian ruble. Gee, I figured as soon as I mentioned marriage to Humphrey, he'd throw his big strong arms around me and say,
"Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita."
Pedro. Boy, I sure am feeling low today.
Well, Senorita, last Sunday I was out to my uncle's ranch and I was feeling low all day, too.
Yeah, how come?
I had to milk 100 cows. Senorita, here's a new picture I just got of my girl. She doesn't look too pretty here. This is her bad side.
Pedro, which side is her bad side?
The side her face is on. Last night we had a date and my girl paid for the dinner. Senorita, don't tell nobody, but she keeps her money in her hair.
She keeps her money in her hair?
See, but that is all right. She keeps her hair in her pocketbook. And Senorita, because it was leap year, my girlfriend proposed to me in a restaurant. But I fooled her. I kept eating Mexican jumping beans.
quiet.
Well, if she is going to do any leaping, I want to keep one jump ahead of her. Well, I will go now, senorita, and always remember 30 days Hacienda, April, June, and Sombrero. All the rest have 31 except Michigan, and they got 49, no?
Gosh, I still feel blue. I'm going to burn all this stuff.
Judy, oh, Judy, what are you doing? What are you burning in the fireplace?
My hoof chest, Aunt Aggie.
Hoof chest? But that's only an old shoe box.
Well, it held all the hope I ever had.
Judy, I hate to see you feeling so blue, so I've arranged for you to have a talk with Dr. Kearns, the psychiatrist.
Dr. Kearns? What can he do for me?
Well, he's not only a psychiatrist, but he also understands the problems of the heart.
Golly, if he can help me, I'll go over right now and see him.
Oh, hello, Miss Canova. Come right into my office.
Thank you, Dr. Kearns. I suppose Aunt Aggie told you I was feeling blue because Humphrey Cooper turned down my proposal.
Yes, she did, and your depressed state is serious.
It is?
Yes, it may even lead to a permanent dislike for men.
Doc, before that happens, Vyshinsky will be going steady with Walter Winchell.
Miss Canova, I can't understand a young man turning you down. Why, you're a nice, wholesome girl.
You really think so?
Yes. You're the kind of girl a young man would like to take home to his mother.
Yeah, he'd take me home to his mother and then go out with the kind of girl he'd take home to his mother when his mother wasn't home.
Canova, it might be that your early environment and education are holding you back as far as men are concerned.
Oh, shucks, there was nothing wrong with the way I sprang up. Cactus Junction was the ideal place to raise kids. Well, I remember one morning back home in Cactus Junction, Ma was saying to Pa, she says to him, she says, "Wake up, Pa. Wake up, you lazy critter."
Gosh, Ma, I'm plumb wore out from yesterday.
Why, Pa, what was you doing?
Breathing. Both nostrils.
Pa, I'm surprised that you could sleep. Did you know they was a polecat in bed with you last night?
No. How'd you know, Ma?
I heard him get up and open the window. Pa, I'm downright worried.
Why, Ma?
During your sleep, you kept saying, "No, Rosie Belle, don't kiss me. No, no, no. My name ain't Rosie Belle."
Well, what you worried about? I said no, didn't I? Ma, I can't find my shoes.
Well, I'll look for 'em.
What are we having for breakfast?
Hash, Pa. It's got everything in it. Have you found your shoes yet?
Now I'm afraid to look for them. Ma, when you was cooking breakfast, did you use them new recipe books I bought for you?
Yeah, Pa, I used them, but they don't burn no better than wood. Pa, I baked you some biscuits like the day we was first married. It takes a real woman to make them biscuits.
Yep, and it takes a real man to lift them.
Look, Pa, here comes Judy's dumb boyfriend, Lucy, up on the porch. Howdy, Luke.
Howdy, folks. Say, did you folks hear about the... What's it?
What's all our fuss about?
Well, did you hear the news? I'm just terrible worried. My sister's getting married to Lem Hawkins. She's a grass widower, and my sister's a grass widow.
Well, what you worried about?
Well, do you think their children will be grasshoppers?
Say, Lukey, What are you limping for?
Well, I went down to town to get a new pair of rubber heels nailed on.
But, Lukey, you ain't wearing no shoes.
Gosh, you're supposed to wear shoes?
Lukey, you're a moron. Where was you when they was giving out brains?
Shucks, I was on the other end of the table getting liver. Well? If you folks will excuse me, I'm going to the other room and court Judy. My dingy-dongies, I sure do love that there girl, boy.
Look at Lukey going into court, our Judy. You know, Pa, we got a wonderful family.
We sure have, Ma. We've been blessed.
Yeah, Pa. Do you say your prayers every night and laugh at the devil?
I say my prayers, Ma, but I ain't in no position to antagonize nobody.
You know, Pa, I'm plumb grateful we got so many little ones.
Me too, Ma. How do you like that new playpen I bought you? It's the latest thing.
It works just fine, Pa. I sit in it every day and the young ones can't get near me. Pa, let's get the chores done. You slop the hogs and I'll feed the goats some cream. Our milk's getting awful thin lately. Seems like there's all or something to be did around here. But I never get no time for me.
And that, Dr. Kearns, will give you an idea of how I was brung up back in Cactus Junction.
Well, Miss Canova, what was it that frightened your boyfriend Humphrey Cooper? Was it when you mentioned marriage?
Nope. Humphrey kind of got scared out the day him and me had some of those little postage stamp pictures taken together at Long Beach. Just for a joke, you know, we posed like a couple of newlyweds.
Newlyweds?
Yeah, and Humphrey got scared when the photographer sent us the proofs and wrote something on the back of them.
What did the photographer write?
He wrote, "Please let me know how many little ones you want and when you want them delivered."
Hello there, Mr. Petrie.
Hello, Mr. Barkley. Did you enjoy the holidays?
Did I? I was sensational. And you'll like the reason why. My wife's hepped a new 1948 Super Suds, and does she wash my shirts white? And confidentially, women go for men in white shirts.
Well, that's what I've been telling my audience for weeks. I tell them to just try those extra suds for extra whiteness and prove to themselves that no other soap in the world can remove more dirt. Wash clothes cleaner, wash clothes whiter. And they won't need bleach. Why, just one box of new Super Suds can make enough suds to fill two school buses. And those extra suds are gentle on hands and bright colors, too. And I'm mighty happy that your wife has joined the thousands of women all over the country who are rushing to buy new 1948 Super Suds at their dealers now.
Like you said, no other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter. And you need no bleach.
Super suds, extra suds for whiter duds.
Now back to Judy Canova and the sportsman singing the beautiful ballad, So Far.
We have nothing to remember. So far, we haven't won.
light of a star. Oh, far, your heart has never fluttered so near, so near, that my own heart alone could hear it. We haven't gone beyond the very
Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hooper with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Rhines. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Young lady, if you want a professional career with lifetime opportunities, almost unlimited earnings, and invaluable training for successful marriage, be a nurse. Graduate nurses are in tremendous demand because of shorter working hours and increased use of hospitals. Your nursing education is equal to 4 years of college. You can become a registered nurse, take hospital or private duty, even foreign service, or work with airlines. Thousands of bright high school graduates will become nurses this year. Inquire now about this great career at your local hospital. Now, here's Judy.
Thank you, Howard. Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Halo Shampoo and Super Suds, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth. For Colgate's cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, brings out natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. So always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser with his Comedy of Errors and the College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.